Good morning, Outliers. Welcome to today's Outlier Live, where we cover the biggest headlines of the day and what the AI trading data has to say about it. Our top story of the day is Tesla takes down another competitor. It never, ever ends. If you are trying to build an EV car in this market, you're toast. Just buy a Tesla. And then there is a shark who is saying that there's not going to be a housing crash. No. It's quite the opposite. There's going to be a housing explosion. And not with prices going down, but with prices soaring higher. Tune in for all that and more on today's Outlier Live. Top story of the day, Tesla kills another competitor. This EV maker is slashing prices as it tries to avoid bankruptcy. Okay, so I am a Tesla owner and a Tesla fanboy, and this weekend, my car got a software update, I believe 2024.3.6. I believe that's what it was. Now, I didn't think anything of it. It happens all the time. No big deal. But then my older son wanted to go to the mall for his birthday yesterday. And we're pulling into the mall. And then on the screen of the car, I noticed something new. It was showing all the parking spots. And then it was like, pick a spot and then click this button to auto park. And I'm like, wait a minute, what just happened? Say what? I never even like practiced this beforehand. I'm going through the mall parking garage there. I click the button and it puts the car in reverse, spins the wheel one way, spins the wheel the other. And then we're moving into the spot. There's a concrete barrier on my left side, a car on my right side, lines it up perfectly the very first time. I looked at my wife and I was like, that was really cool. I did not even know this was coming. And my car just parked itself. So afterwards, once we were done with the mall, I'm like, we gotta play with this. So we go like in an area where there are no cars. And so I'm, you know, picking a spot and letting it take us to the spot. And I was like, okay, what about if it's ahead of me? Will it still back into the spot if it's ahead of me, or will it pull forward? So no, if it was in front of my car, it would still show up on the screen. I would pick that spot. It would pull forward up to where it needed to go and then back into the spot. And I was like, this is so cool. My car just got an upgrade. I didn't have to pay anything for it. It just showed up. That's the level of competition you have to deal with if you are any sort of car maker right now, right? People don't want an EV. People want Teslas. That is the reason why, because they get better every day almost. All the time I turn around, my car is getting better and better and better. Hey, thanks for watching live. Watch channel DE. Thank you so much for tuning in live. So Fisker cuts price on the 2023 model year Ocean electric SUV that will take effect on Friday. So it's cutting the price on last year's model, which is not good if they still have inventories of last year's model. California-based electric vehicle startup Fisker slashed prices on some of its vehicles as it fights to avoid bankruptcy after a potential deal with another automaker has fallen through. The manufacturer suggests a retail price of the 2023 Ocean electric SUV in the U.S., fell by tens of thousands of dollars. I was hoping for the actual price. Fisker lowered the MSRP for the 2023. Listen, this is last year's model. Who cares? 2023 Ocean Extreme from $61,000 to $37,000. The 2023 Ultra Trim will be priced at $34,900, down from $52,000. And the Sport will go at $25,000 from $38,000. So, like, it's a fire sale, right? That's like clearance 95% off, come get your cars before they're gone kind of sale, right? The company said that some of its Ocean vehicles have as much as $7,000 worth of additional options that are included in the discounted prices. And so they said in a statement, it's strategically positioning the all-electric Ocean SUV to be a more affordable and compelling choice, completely competitively available to EV buyers in the broadest possible market and constantly improving by frequent over-the-air updates. Oh, like we were just talking about, right? But still, analysts say the company could fall victim to bankruptcy. It's sad to see any company go bankrupt, but we expect to see more of them in the EV space. Yeah. Oh, here we go. This is exactly what I've been saying for ages. At the end of the day, it's unclear whether people actually want EVs or they simply want Teslas. That's what I've been saying. People don't want EVs. They want Teslas because Tesla is a brand, a lifestyle, and an ideology. right? That's, I mean, this person clearly is a Tesla fanboy like myself. But the point is, right? Yes, this car is available, but people don't want it. Yes, the Hummer EVs are available, but people don't want them. I did see, I had seen a couple Hummer trucks, but this weekend I saw the first Hummer SUV. Man, that thing is huge, giant. But also, like the Cybertrucks, right? I've seen a few of them around where I live. And it was last week, I was after church. We're driving by the Tesla delivery center where I picked up my car. And my son saw, like, out of the corner of his eye, he goes, Cybertruck! So we pull over to the Tesla delivery center, and he and my nephew get out, and they're all running around taking pictures with their phones. They're like, oh my God, it's a Cybertruck! And I'm like, dude, this thing is so cool, right? And that's the deal with Teslas. They are heads and shoulders above everybody else at any shape and time. And in all reality, nobody wants an EV. They all want Teslas. And it's really funny to see, like, I'm not the only person who's saying that. There really is a lot of people talking about that. Watch Channel DE, is Tesla a good pick at the moment? Prices are going down. Well, let's take a look at the AI trading data. Thank you for that segue there. Taking a look at the AI trading data on Tesla, we actually see a buy signal just a couple days ago, March 25th. So about a week ago, we got a buy signal on Tesla. Now, let's look at the performance history on this. Yeah, look at this. 1,059% returns following these outlier signals, right? This is crazy. So I got to tell you, we are in the very last week of this promotion. It will go away forever, period. If you don't get this, you will permanently miss out on this. We will never offer this again. We have a lifetime deal that you can get right now over at outlierdeal.com, OVTLYRdeal.com. That way you can get your hands on these AI trading signals, just like this Tesla one that has shown historically to have a 1,059.6% return. So head on over to outlierdeal.com quick. I'm telling you, this is the last week and it will never ever be offered again. Let's see what the internet has to say about Fisker basically slashing their prices to go out of business. MKBHD should be forced to buy at least one. You break it, you buy it. Okay, so the story on that, so this is Marquez Brownlee. He did a review. So he has a huge tech channel, but he also talks about cars on a different channel that he has, and I've watched a few of them. But this one in particular, he talked about this car, the Fisker Ocean, how it was literally the worst car he's ever driven. Yeah. And so this person's saying, look, you break it, you buy it. You broke this company, you should buy the company, I guess. The saddest thing about the Fisker was that one phone call they made to the owner of it, who lent MKBHD his car. Yeah, that was a big mistake. And this person says, hey, listen, there's no warranty after they go bankrupt, so nobody is going to be buying these cars. Now, what about you? Let me know in the comments. Are you going to be buying these cars at a huge discount? I'll tell you what, not this guy. So, I don't know about you, but a lot of people have been calling for a housing price collapse for ages. Like months and months, years and years. You know, there's always people out there who are calling for the collapse of one thing or another. But Barbara Corcoran of the Sharks, right? One of the Shark Tanks, that's her right there, is saying housing prices are about to go through the roof. Now, if you are already in a home, like, that dream of home ownership may have evaporated. It's been absolutely crazy, right? I've talked about this before, but if I were to buy the home that I live in today, with interest rates being higher, with the price appreciation from when I bought it, and I only bought it in 2016, so I've only been in it for 8 years at this point. It'll be 8 years in about 3 weeks. So yeah, it would cost more than three times as much per month to buy it, right? I'm talking my mortgage would be nearly three, almost four times as high if I were to buy it today versus what I did 8 years ago. And a lot of people are outside of this market looking in going, man.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
If only I had bought a house 8 years ago, right? Or if only I'd bought a house 20 years ago. And so a lot of people are really struggling who want to be in this housing market. And they're like, oh man, I just, dear Lord Jesus. Now, I'm not actually praying for this. Please let the price come down on all of these houses so I can buy one. That's what people are saying, right? But Barbara Corcoran's saying, hey, houses are about to go through the roof. When the Fed lowers rates, people will come out and buy. Now, that's another question here. Do you think the Fed's going to lower rates? I have the privilege to work with lots of financial institutions, doing lots of consulting with them. And that is my current thesis right now. We have a very disjointed economy because people want to tell you how great things are, right? Those in charge will tell you how jobs are growing like crazy, tell you how inflation's come down so much. They'll tell you how happy the consumers are. But when you look under the surface, everything's a wreck, right? We've got the job numbers. If you actually look at the job numbers and watch them and pay attention, and I talk about this on the show all the time, so just follow along. If you actually watch, they have revised the numbers down almost by the entirety of every month's gains for ages. So for example, if they say we've gained 150,000 in March, they're going to quietly revise down February to say we actually didn't gain 150,000 in February. We might have gained like 25,000 or so. And that cycle just repeats over and over. And at the end of last year, they were off by 400,000. They had revised off 400,000 jobs at the end of 2023. And they want to continue to tell you that, hey, this is the greatest economy of all time. And that's why people are out there swiping their credit cards because they're happy to go and spend. But we all know the truth is that everything costs more. And a lot of people are really struggling. So in order to buy groceries, in order to afford their daily lives, people are having to rack up debt in a way that they never did before. And now credit cards are hitting the highest levels they've ever been ever, with rates that are the highest they've ever been on credit cards, right? And then inflation, you want to get me started on that soapbox? Good gravy. Yes, inflation is down from its peak of 9%. But inflation at 3% still means that prices are rising. They're just not rising as fast. That's the part that really grinds my gears, is they want to tell you inflation's fixed. Everything's back to normal. What are you complaining about? Inflation is not fixed. It may be slowing down, but it's just like if you were punching the gas all the way down and then you let off the gas, you're still pushing the gas. At no point have you ever touched the brake. Prices have not started to come back down. So I have a lot of impetus in saying that and that's just the beginning, right? Don't even get me started on delinquencies and things of that nature, which are hitting highs not seen since 2008. Okay, I'm going down that road. Not seen since 2008 during the midst of the financial crisis yet. What crisis? What crisis is there? Why are we having so many defaults? Why are we having so many people declare bankruptcy and have delinquencies? But there's no crisis. Well, like, what are you guys even talking about? Everything's fine. So yeah, I do think the Fed will lower rates before they raise rates again. And that's what Barbara's saying here, is that once rates go down, people are going to be able to afford more of a home for sure. So they're going to be looking to buy. I can't explain the rates going up or down. That's not my bailiwick. But I can explain is if rates go down, just another percentage point, that's what I'm hoping for, prices are going to shoot through the roof. She's talking about home prices. Everyone will come out and buy. There'll probably be 10 buyers on the sidelines waiting for interest rates to come down that are actually active in the market. So everybody's going to be watching the market. I think she's exactly correct. That's what I've been saying, right? There's so many people who want to be in the market, but they can't because they're priced out. And that was the whole point of raising rates. Hear me out. Let's do a little economic theory 101. When the Fed decides to raise rates, right? Everybody across the board is raising their rates because of that. Now, when they say, I could have bought a house at 3.5%, but rates have doubled, let's say up to 7%. Now, the only way that I can afford the home for the payment that I want to pay is if the seller lowers their price. Right. If I can't change the financing aspect, the only way I can get it for the price that I need is if the seller lowers its price. That was how they offset and try and combat inflation, right? Is by raising rates, it causes goods to have to be priced lower in order to overcome that. Now, a lot of companies figured out shrinkflation, bruh. Shrinkflation. I'm going to give you 80% of the candy bar you used to have. I'm going to give you 70% of the bag of chips you used to have, but I'm still going to charge you the same. So we don't actually have to lower the price. We can actually make more profits this way, right? We've all seen that. But that's the whole point behind raising rates, is it should push prices down in order to find buyers. The Fed, though, has left interest rates unchanged for the fifth straight time in its latest meeting, clarifying their plans to cut rates may be pushed out further, but remain committed to 3 rate hikes this year, which is crazy to think about. The decision, which was widely expected, keeps the Federal Reserve between 5.25 to 5.5, which is a 22-year high, keeps rates for mortgages and credit cards at elevated levels. If you wait for interest rates to come down by another point, I don't think you'll gain. I think you'll wind up paying more. I don't know. I think she's definitely onto something here, but I don't know if it's going to cause the price of homes to go up, because if the Fed's lowering rates, you know what that means? The economy's in real trouble. Real trouble. The only way the Fed is going to cut rates like we had seen is a big event, right? Like COVID, like the 2008 financial issues that happened there. The only way that we're going to see rates cut back down to like we had been accustomed to for a decade at this point is if a huge major financial issue happens. And if that happens, people are not going to be stoked to pay your price for your house. They're going to demand lower prices on that house. And you in that house may be saying, I got to unload this as fast as possible. I have my own financial issues to deal with. So you're going to be cutting the housing price. So while I see her point, I'm also looking big picture saying, if we're cutting rates like that, we got a lot more problems. And I don't think that is going to cause housing prices to explode. But I could be wrong. Let me know in the comments where I'm wrong. Let's take a look at a home builder, D.R. Horton, right? D.R. Horton. Let's take a look at its AI trading data. And we can see here on, let's see, March 26th. So about a week ago, we actually got a buy signal on D.R. Horton. And following these signals, right? We've got these signals going back for years. Following these signals, you would have seen a 129.18% return on D.R. Horton. So these are crazy, crazy good signals here that you definitely want to get your hands on. Like I've been saying, we are in the last week of this deal. Do go and get this lifetime deal while it's available. You got about 1 week left for a 99-ish percent discount when you consider that's a lifetime license. So go get it while you can. Now let's take a look at what the internet's saying about this, right? I'm very curious. I don't know if people are going to agree or disagree. This person's like, okay. Who cares about housing prices or interest rates? Just be a squatter. The fastest growing trend in the housing market. Ooh, that whole squatter issue is something else, isn't it? This person says they already have. They've doubled where I live in the last 3 years. Yeah, and what they're saying is it's going to go even higher. Not if we stop buying. Yep, depends on why rates are cut. See, that's what I'm saying, right? If we've got some bigger issues going on in the economy, that's going to matter a lot more than just cutting rates, right? If we got bigger issues in the economy, which are cutting the rates, which are causing the rates to be cut, I should say. I'm not sure if housing prices are going up, but let me know in the comments what you think. And do check out one of these two videos. YouTube is recommending those to you right now because it thinks, hey, you're going to love those too. So click on one of those. And thank you so much for watching today's Outlier Live. See you in the next episode.